The Help. Have you seen the movie The Help? If you have not, see it. Based on the 2009 historical fiction book by Catherine Stockett, the 2011 film featured several well-known actresses, including Emma Stone, Jessica Chastain, Viola Davis, Allison Janney, Cecily Tyson, Sissy Spacek, and Octavia Spencer. Spencer won the Academy Award that year for Best Supporting Actress. It chronicles the way that white folks treated black maids during the early 60s in Jackson, Mississippi. The scenes document the often atrocious, obnoxious, racist, and demeaning treatment that black maids experienced by their white, mostly women employers. Why am I talking about this film, The Help, now, some 12 years after it was released, you might ask? Last week, I spent 4 days in Mississippi, including time in Jackson. On the five-hour flight back to Seattle, I chose to watch a movie, and because The Help takes place in Jackson, I decided to watch the film again. I had seen the movie some 10 years earlier. As I watched the movie on the plane, tears started to flow down my cheeks. In fact, before I knew it, the film had me bawling, really crying. Luckily, there was no one sitting next to me on either side, so I could cry without disturbing others. The film brought out such feelings that were inside of me, feelings that had been there for some 60 years. When I think back on the events that occurred during those times, during the civil rights movement, events that I was touched by, I marvel at what a seismic period of social change it was. I and others in my age bracket lived through it when we were in our early and late teen years, somewhere between being 10 and 24 years of age, an impressionable period in anyone's life. Some of the events during that time period included the 1954 Supreme Court Brown versus Board of Education decision, leading to the desegregation of schools, the Supreme Court decisions to ban segregation on buses in 1956, and to ban segregation in interstate commerce in 1960, Rosa Parks and the Montgomery bus boycott in 1955 and 56, the marches and the nonviolent sit-ins of the civil rights movement, especially the Selma to Montgomery march in 1965, the Ku Klux Klan and the associated violence, the election of JFK in 1960, the burning of African American churches in Mississippi in 1964, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech during the March on Washington on the Mall in Washington, D.C. in 1963, the attempts to integrate schools and colleges in Arkansas, Mississippi, and Alabama, and the actions of Governor Orville Faubus in Arkansas, Governor Ross Barnett in Mississippi, and Governor George Wallace in Alabama. The assassination of Martin Luther King in 1968. The assassination of Bobby Kennedy in 1968. The assassination of President Kennedy in 1963. The assassination of Medgar Evers in Jackson, Mississippi in 1963. The introduction of Negro history courses in colleges in 1962, the emergence of Malcolm X in 1964, and the Black Power movement in 1965, the passage by Congress of the Voting Rights Act in 1968, the Fair Housing Act in 1968, and the Civil Rights Act in 1964, and then finally the urban riots in Watts in Los Angeles in 1965, in Detroit in 1967, and in Newark, New Jersey, and other cities in the summer of 1967. The movie The Help brought back for me all of these memories, the anguish, the turmoil, the frustration, the sadness, the emotional exhaustion associated with these memories. I guess I did not fully appreciate the impact of this time period on me. Obviously, it was and still is significant. And note that I'm saying this as a white man living at the time in the Northeast. I can only imagine what the impact was on an African American living in the Deep South or in one of our urban cities. The other thought that really stands out for me is the fact that my children, or for that matter, anyone under the age of 50, did not experience any of the seismic events that I just outlined. They have no way of fully understanding or grasping the monumental importance of what happened during that 14-year time period between 1954 and 1968. This was brought home to me when a few years ago I took my son, Guy, to visit Dallas, Texas. I took him to the Texas Book Depository, which is now a mini museum. It is the location from which Lee Harvey Oswald shot President Kennedy that fateful day in November 1963. I, like many others, can remember vividly where I was when I heard the news that day. As my son and I were walking around the book depository, I found myself tearing up. And then I realized that my son was not even born when this assassination happened. Holy cow, how can he possibly appreciate, understand, and take in the gravitas of that moment, I say to myself. Watching the film, The Help, brought back very powerful memories, caused cascades of tears to flow down my cheeks, and stimulated me to write this. What a movie can evoke.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit neilstrips.com. That's neilstrips.com. Like the podcast? Help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.